Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our National Business Solutions training call here with the Success Team. This morning is Monday, July 22nd, 2019. This is Mike Riches hosting the call here from the Dallas, Texas area. And let me tell you, we have got a phenomenal call lined up for you this morning. We are joined by none other than Mr. Ted Vitallo, who is the Vice President of Business Solutions. He oversees the entire group division, and we are so excited to be able to hear from him. We've got Mr. Adam Thompson, one of our $200,000 ring earners, with an exciting announcement that we want to roll out to you this morning. We are also joined by Rebecca Baker, who's going to be our keynote speaker this morning and trainer, and we cannot wait to hear from her from California. All of us joining live and ready to rock and roll here on a Monday morning. And I'm looking over our attendees. We've got folks that are joining in from coast to coast this morning. We want to welcome you. We want to especially welcome all of our new associates who have just joined the team. We're very excited to have you on the call this morning. And I want to recommend that you be on this call every Monday morning. This is a great way to be plugged in and just a great way to start your week off on the right foot. As I mentioned, we are so privileged this morning to be joined by Mr. Ted Vitallo. Ted has recently joined the organization. Ted, you'll have to correct me if I'm wrong, but I want to say about 2 or 3 months ago, joined the organization, and I had the chance to meet him along with Adam Thompson recently when we were at our advisory council meeting here in Dallas. And of course, we spoke several times prior to that, and just I've got so much respect for Ted. He brings a wealth of experience to the table to be able to excel in this role. And one thing that I've just been able to feel, it's been palpable with him, is his dedication to those of us in the field. He just is willing to do whatever it takes to help us become successful, and that includes helping resolve issues, that includes making sure that we've got the right incentives, the right motivation on the table, making sure that training is top-notch, and he's just ultra committed to making that happen, and I appreciate that about him. I know that many of you have not yet had the chance to meet Ted, but you will, because he's rather new with the organization, but you will have a chance to meet him, certainly in Salt Lake City. It would be a great opportunity to be able to meet him and shake hands with him. And then, of course, at different regional events that we've got around the country as well. But without further ado, Ted, thank you very much for joining us here this morning. We really appreciate you and your leadership and would love to hear from you this morning as you speak to our team.
Sure. Thank you. You're too gracious. That was quite an introduction, and I appreciate it. And one thing I promise is I'll do my best to live up to those words you just spoke so eloquently about. Good morning, everybody. I'm definitely new to the team. I've been with the company now just over 2 months, and I can honestly say, and I mean this, it feels like I've been here a couple of years already in a good way. Everyone has been so welcoming to me, from the home office to associates to business leaders in the field, and it's just been a great transition for me coming from my prior background. So I was basically asked to talk a little bit about my career path, how and why I came to Legal Shield, and then what I'd like to do is touch on a few initiatives that I'm currently working on. Some are actually being rolled out as we speak today, as a matter of fact. So we're trying to move product process and application forward as quickly as we can. So basically, I'm from Rhode Island. I went to high school and the University of Rhode Island here, graduated there in 1991. And I joined an insurance company that I spent the last 27 years of my career with. I won't name names, but we did have a mascot who was a white beagle. So that should give you enough information on that. And I worked in various capacities of the company, and I can basically sum it up into thirds. The first third of my career was around voluntary group benefits. I was relocated a couple of times, but ultimately received my region, which was based out of St. Louis, Missouri. And my territory consisted of Missouri, Kansas, Arkansas, and Nebraska. And at the time, I could only market to employer groups of 2,000 lives and up. So back then, being new to the region, coming from Rhode Island, certainly there was that cultural change. Secondly, I was a younger person at the time entering the business. And then thirdly, I really had to make some headway out in that market with not so much the employers. That was the easy part. The more challenging part was working with the brokers who control that space. So your typical alphabet houses, your Johnson & Higgins, your Alexander & Alexanders, those were the type of national brokerage firms that I had to network and partner with in order for them to consider me and my product portfolio to go into those large corporate accounts. And again, I was in the voluntary benefit space. So I was out in that market for about 4 years. Then I had an opportunity to move down to Atlanta, Georgia for a couple of more years. And then I moved back to Rhode Island in the late 90s, where the next third of my career was primarily focused on with property and casualty independent agencies. And these are small, medium to large size P&C agencies. Some of them do life and financial services products, but I was primarily focused in the Northeast. So at the time, I had different roles and responsibilities working in that independent agency space, but I was responsible for managing them, recruiting them, training them, adding new products to their agencies, helping them diversify their business from a revenue standpoint, as well as a product offering to the public, and just really helping them keep a balanced portfolio of products and offerings to their consumer base. So that was quite a bit of my career there. And then I'd say the last 7 or 8 years within MetLife Auto and Home, I was primarily focused with captive property and casualty agents. So at the time, we had a division where you were a fully benefitable employee, 401k, pension, benefits, the whole nine yards, but you were an exclusive representative of MetLife Auto and Home. And my number one primary responsibility was recruiting. And I think if you ask anybody in ADA or look across the table from whoever you're sitting with in our organization, recruiting is so critical and all important because that's where it starts in order to begin our process here and our journey through Legal Shield. So I did that for about 8 years and was just kind of sailing along, 27 years in the business. And quite honestly, a former colleague of mine, we were young guys living in New Jersey at the time, was Glenn Peterson. He gave me a call. We started talking about things, and we went from zero to 100 in about 2 weeks. I was out in ADA interviewing with some of the senior staff. I interviewed with a number of the senior associates throughout the country. And quite frankly, those were my most detailed and specific conversation I had with folks, because those business leaders wanted to know what my value was, what I was going to do to help the company, and ultimately add revenue for them and their team of associates. So it was a very thorough vetting process, and I did the same as well. I wanted to make sure this was the right fit. And every conversation I had, every person I spoke to, it got better and better, and it just solidified things for me. So I came on board, and just last week or so was my two-month anniversary with the company, and so much has happened in a quick 2 months. I inherited a great MGM team, training team. I work closely with Glenn and his direct reports as well, Don Thompson on the network side as well. So I've kind of been thrown into the deep end of the pool, but it's been nothing but great so far, and I'm just thrilled and very happy to be here. So I hope that wasn't too long-winded and so forth, but I at least wanted to give all of you a little bit about my background as to what I did and how and why I came here. I'm just so impressed with the organization. So, Mike, what I thought I could do is just maybe go into a few key initiatives that Business Solutions has been working on that I've been part of, and then if you have any questions that you want to ask me or backfill around that, by all means, I'll do my best to answer those for you, okay?
That sounds great.
All right, so one of the first initiatives that was from a concept standpoint that Glenn asked me to work on was, I don't want to necessarily call it the revitalization, but the creation of a business vice president in the field. And actually today I am communicating the final agreement to our four key BVPs throughout the state. We have two in the western region, which is Fred Turner's area. We have Cassie Prinke, and we have Brian Parker, both who I've finally met in person and just fantastic individuals. And on the eastern side of the company, we have Barry Olfren and Alistair Edwards as well. So they have, there's four specific geographic markets. Although the territories, on when you look at them on a map, could seem larger than others, we balanced it out accordingly by premium. So each of those BVPs has a financial responsibility in terms of working in those particular markets, as opposed to just balancing out the amount of states, whereas it's more about premium, and they're very, very closely aligned, almost equalized, all four. So we finalized the agreement. That is going out today. And, you know, the purpose of this is for the BVPs to be more of an advocate and additional leadership role in the field for all the associates throughout the country. Now, this isn't necessarily a buffer between them and solutions. I always want to be a point of contact or a point of reference for anyone on this call. I don't care. You can call, text me, email, whatever it is. I'll do my best for you. But I really feel excited and extremely confident in these four individuals. And quite frankly, they're making a sacrifice. This isn't a type of thing, I'll be frank with everybody, where someone is getting overly paid or rich overnight for this. This is all about our organization and making it better and making us poised for future growth. So I'm beyond thrilled to and privileged to be able to work with these four individuals. Another initiative, Mike, that is just about complete is our Professional Sellers Pilot Program. Now, this is available through Business Solutions Elite, but this is a key area in terms of our ability to recruit professional sellers. And in that space, it's very important that we keep that going. So I know there was a professional sellers process in the past, but I challenged myself, Brandon, and Fred to revitalize it. And we added a few requirements to it, which I'd like to share with you just so you have a better appreciation of it. Anybody who comes into a professional seller's opportunity, we're asking for a resume and an application filled out, so at least we want to see things in writing on paper. They also provide two professional references. And Fred and Brandon will be thoroughly vetting out these potential candidates for the professional sellers program. We just don't want to throw stuff up against the wall and see what sticks. We really want to make sure we have the right business individuals with the right book of business and or contacts and go from there. And a couple of the other things that we're doing, we are waiving the startup fee for these folks, and they will be coming in at director level. So that is basically finalized and underway. So that would be, you know, a second initiative that we were able to complete in the last couple of months with all of Business Solutions support. So, you know, we kind of talked a little bit about recruiting, and that's really where it all begins in our world. You know, the next biggest and most important thing is training. And I do have responsibility for a training team out of ADA, a wonderful group of individuals. But really right now we are looking to, I don't necessarily want to say revamp the training process, but we want to add to it, streamline it, make it better. If there's redundancy in it, we want to remove it. So one of the things that Glenn did prior to me joining is he contracted with a consulting firm. The individual's name is Hap Cooper. He's very well known in the industry. I've spoken to him a number of times, and he started to do some work with us. So basically, I've asked him to, I want to take it down to the studs. I want us to examine everything we do up and down, left to right, and make sure that everything I previously said is being applied here. And then I test this, make sure this works, make sure it's receptive, run this by a number of associates. Don't just take the approach where we thought from a quote-unquote corporate standpoint, this was the best thing for everybody, whereas we need input into it. So that's going to be huge for us. So some of the things that we're looking is additional supplemental courses online to support employee benefits certification, development of a more advanced B2B training class, kind of quote-unquote employee benefits 2.0. And we're also looking at the development of four-hour small business training classes to support the growth of the product as well. So that's something that's going to be very, very important to us. And then just kind of moving into our overall support, as Mike alluded to earlier, I had the first chance to meet him in person in Dallas recently. And one of the things that Glenn was putting together just before I came on board was an advisory council, a business solution advisory council. And I know there's a number of groups out there, networking groups throughout the Legal Shield organization, but he was very specific and thoughtful and conscientious of this group of individuals. And he asked me to be a pretty much a frontline representative of solutions in working with this council. So many of you may know Abby Parker. She's the chairperson of it, representing the council of key associates that are part of that, and Mike being one of those, of course. And really, we're looking at some, they've broken apart some additional training opportunities on there. Basically, the council has splintered off in the sense of four or five subcommittees, subgroups, and they're examining a number of different areas and opportunity areas for Legal Shield as it applies to associates in the field. And one of those, just continuing down the training path, is they are looking at development of some online supplemental courses, potentially revising the employee benefits certification training deck, develop broker training for LGCA, the Large Group Certified Associates, leaders of all level conference training, B2B action class, so the top four B2B trainers training the classes. And we're looking at putting together, or rather they are, putting together a fall training promotion. And just as I said earlier, this is a collective group of individuals who are going to vet this out not only with corporate employees, but also associates in the field. So I think that that is a real key to this. Again, not just coming up with something that we feel is the best, and we want to make sure that everybody is certainly part of it. And then lastly, just kind of rounding out my discussion this morning here, is my team, those individuals who are direct reports to me. I have everybody coming into ADA the week of August 19th. And prior to August 19th, I'd say about 2 weeks ago, so this gives us 6 weeks of time, I've challenged everybody, including myself, to look at every facet of our business and what we can influence and what we can make better for you folks in the field. And some of those key areas are measuring sticks. Some of those pertain to training, communication, which is so critical in our organization, incentives and contests. And we have some subgroups that will be reporting out and some new processes that we'll be putting in place that week of the 19th. And some of these areas, in case you're interested, one of those is looking at our trainer scorecard. I looked at that thing the first time, and it looks like a NASA diagram. There's so many subcategories on there, columns and metrics and so forth. It looks a little bit complicated. We're looking at paring that down, but making it more accountable and making sure that we're truly measuring the results of associates coming out of training and monitoring. What have you produced 30 days out? What have you produced 60 and 90 days out? Because quite frankly, that's a reflection back on the trainers. It's a reflection back on my team as well, including Brandon and Fred, and making sure that we are ushering those people forward in a positive and productive way. We're also looking at additional cross-selling opportunities and a way to penetrate existing accounts to cross-sell another product line, let's say. Another area is reports. Our reports, I get dozens of reports on a weekly basis, and we're looking at streamlining that, making the information more accountable. So if someone like myself has ever asked a question, I like to call it back pocket information. It's clear, it's concise, we have the details, and we communicate that effectively. Three other areas, and then I'll conclude here, is conservation. Looking at accounts that have been in a dormant status, making sure they're assigned equally and to the right associates out there through the work of the BVPs. I heard a lot of different feedback in Cabo about whether or not some associates receive a lot of those or don't receive them at all. So I really want to pull back the layers and make sure that that is, I'll just use the word, equalized across the board and only given to associates who truly want to get into those accounts, because if you're given some of those accounts, we want to make sure that we're measuring it. Are we moving the needle forward on them? So I kind of look at that as more of an opportunity and, quite frankly, a privilege for us to be able to receive some of those. Again, training and also training requirements. So looking at our trainers out there, making sure we're offering them everything we possibly can from the field standpoint in terms of support, content, as well as technology. So I know I really took up that 20 minutes you offered me, Mike, but I just wanted to, again, thank everybody on this call. I appreciate everything you're doing. if you'd like to have a call with me offline or one of your sub-teams, whatever it is, I'm here for you, and I mean that with all sincerity. And Mike, thank you so much for this opportunity. And any other time you'd like to invite me, I'll jump right at it. I appreciate it.
Well, we certainly appreciate your time this morning, Ted. I know that you've got a lot on your plate, as is evidenced from what you have shared this morning, and it's all good stuff. It's all great progress that will be made. I'm confident in that, and again, we certainly appreciate your leadership, your willingness to help in so many ways, and we appreciate your perspective and the experience that you bring to the table. It really is second to none, and we're excited to have you on board. I want to speak on behalf of our entire organization in thanking you for that commitment and for all that you've been doing. I know the last 2-plus months have been just a whirlwind, and you've been working tirelessly on our behalf, and we certainly do appreciate that and want to express our collective gratitude to you this morning.
Thank you very much. I'll sit back on mute, or if you'd like me to leave the call, but whatever you'd like, Mike.
I know that you've got a lot on your plate. If you've got other things that you need to go to, you are more than welcome to sign off. If you'd like to stay on, okay. We would love to have you. That's totally your call.
I'll stay on a few more minutes, and if I have to click off, it just means that I'm on another call, but I'll do my best to make it last. Thank you.
That sounds great, Ted. Thank you again. And you know, listen, folks, I hope that you're hearing that level of commitment, and I want you to know that it's 100% authentic. It's 100% genuine. Ted is not only speaking on his behalf, but he's speaking on all of Legal Shield Business Solutions' behalf. I hope that you feel this commitment to excellence, this commitment to improvement, this commitment to progress and growth, and it's real. I certainly have felt that many times over the last few months, especially being involved in governance and being involved in leadership discussions. I certainly felt that here in Dallas at our advisory council meeting. It's not just from the corporate office, but it's from field leaders as well. We know where we're at. We're in a very special place when it comes to our opportunity here to really grow and to really expand and to really make a mark in this space here over the next year, 2 years, 36, 48, 60 months. And we want to take advantage of this place that we're at, and we want to do our best for everyone in the field. And I hope that you feel, the authenticity of that. It's very real. It's very genuine. And it's not just a feeling. It's being represented by progress that Ted spoke very eloquently about. Progress that's being made in so many different areas as well. As I mentioned, another key figure on the advisory council is Mr. Adam Thompson from Kentucky. We know Adam very well because he's such an excellent leader in our organization, certainly one of our top producers and top trainers and top leaders who we look to many, many times on this call and in other facets for his experience and his leadership. We are joined by Adam this morning to cover, a huge announcement as we really launch into this third quarter. And Adam, I certainly appreciate you being on the call. I know that you probably feel excited like I do, having listened to Ted already here this morning, and I'd love to turn the call over to you to talk about this big promotion for solution sellers.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mike. And yes, I was really pleased to hear everything Ted had to say. I've actually got Ted recorded, as well as Mr. Alistair Edwards and Teresa Heilmeyer. For any brand new folks on the call, get with your upline leader or get with Ellis Engage under resources and look for something called the Group Scoop. It's basically a high-profile version of what we're doing now, our team call, but it's from a corporate standpoint. And what I wanted to get right into is just a couple minutes. I think it's a 2-minute excerpt and then a one and maybe another 90-second, and then we're done. But it's going over a fantastic, I mean, I was, my jaw dropped open, I'll just say it, because for 5 years in this business, I hear a lot, I mean, you know, 90% I hear of everything that we do is payroll deduction applications, right? Well, they have just announced a bank draft or self-pay. It's you know, call it the redheaded stepchild or whatever. They are getting behind All right. They're getting behind the self-paid groups in such a way that they're actually doing a specific contest just for that. So Mr. Alistair Edwards is one of my mentors. He's not part of our team, but now he's helping us as one of the new business vice presidents. He showed me many years ago how valuable, how kind of best kept secret these self-pay groups are. And they're doing something right now, as of a few days ago, groups around 25 or less employees, and you'll hear this in 2 seconds, but they basically found out through analytics that the retention is higher on self-pay groups in the space of 25 or less. I'm going to go ahead and let Alistair take it away via the recorded group scoop excerpt. It'll be followed by Ted and then Teresa, and then I'm out, okay? I'm going to go ahead and hit play, and here we go.
Hey, how's everybody doing? Alistair Edwards here, one of your group trainers and group experts, I would say, with Legal Shield. Hey, I wanted to talk to you today about 25 and less groups. Working in groups that have 25 or less employees, I really want you all to consider the bank draft option. Here's the reason why. We've done some research, and we found out that in a bank draft group with 25 or less employees, retention is actually higher than if it was done by payroll. I want you to consider this. A small business owner, if they decide that they're going to do a benefit by payroll deduction, that also means that they have to keep records of all of those deductions for at least 10 years. So it brings on some extra administrative work for a company like that size, and for that one reason alone, they may be hesitant to allow you to come in. But if you let them know that we have a bank draft option, it's more chances that they'll say yes because, one, there's nothing that the HR department has to do. Two, there's nothing that has to come together as far as record keeping. It's simply allowing you to come in as an associate and share the information. We see our retention being a little higher on the bank draft account than on a payroll in our groups that are 25 or less employees. So as you can see on the screen, you can see the differences in percentages as to what the retention is, not only the first, second, but also the third year when you do the bank draft option. I want you all to know also that we have now set this up for you and your Legal Shield at work. So if you decide to open up a group on bank draft, you can actually do it with just 2 employees. You can upload that information through your Legal Shield at work, so there's no longer a need for you to try and upload it through your back office. Just enter that through your Legal Shield at work, and it'll go ahead and get processed immediately. Here's some things I want to give you some help on. When talking to employees about bank draft, just let them know it's simple. Simple bank account being drafted on a regular basis is usually what most people would prefer. And you really want to do that if you can instead of a credit card, because we know credit cards expire. Very rarely do people cancel a bank account. So if you can get them to enroll through bank draft, there are 2 things that are going to happen. You'll see a higher participation in your enrollment, but you'll also see higher retention. Hopefully this is helpful. Hopefully these numbers will give you an idea of why this is important, because I want to help you have long-term residual income. Thank you so much, and I look forward to all the success stories of you all opening up small groups of 25 or less employees.
Thank you, Alistair. As many of you know, Alistair is one of our top B2B trainers and is a leader in the company and in his organization with offering bank draft self-pay options to his group. As he showed earlier, the retention from a bank draft group is very high. Even at the 3 year, it's at 53%. Now, this isn't an option for all groups, but for groups under 25 lives, it is a great option. Here are several reasons why. One, it takes the burden off of the business owner and the HR department. Two, it takes the burden off of a record keeping for the HR department because they have to keep records for a minimum of 10 years. Three, the HR owner doesn't have to set up the new vendor. And finally, it streamlines Legal Shield going direct to their employees, so the owner doesn't have to be the middleman, and it's less work for the owner. This gives you the opportunity to service more often because the owner will let you come in more often because HR doesn't have to do anything with it. It allows you the opportunity to pick up the new employees more often. Make a note that bank draft groups do need to be serviced more often. To support your efforts in the field of prospecting and opening new bank draft self-pay groups, so we want to give you an incentive to raise the awareness of this option for you for smaller groups. Now let's talk about this now. The summer is heating up, and before you know it, it will be over. So let's go out and open some smaller groups. The great thing about smaller groups is they are evergreen groups. You can stop and make an appointment and talk to them now. somehow smaller businesses of smaller groups fall off the radar of benefit brokers. They welcome a benefit specialist in because they can easily be forgotten by benefit brokers, and that is what you do best. To support you in doing this, we have a great incentive for you. The B2B associate that opens the most bank draft groups will receive a first-place cash bonus of $1,500. Second place will be paid in the amount of $1,000, while the third-place cash bonus is $500. Now, you have from today, July 15th through August 30th, to run for these cash bonuses. And they are on top of the new group's open business solution incentive and the group sales incentive. I hope you are as excited about this opportunity as we are. And if we see great participation in incentives like this, then we will look at adding more. Thanks for all your time today and your continued perseverance in business solutions. There is no other group of people who have as much passion for the product and what they do and determination to win than all of you. And I am so proud and fortunate to be part of it. Now I am going to turn this over to Teresa, and she will go over the criteria of the incentive with you. Have a great day.
And Mike, thanks again for your time. Anyone who needs to get further information, just get on the group scoop. You'll find it in LS Engage along with everything else that we've got. It keeps getting updated constantly. If you have any questions, just get with your upline and I'll turn the call back to you.
Well, fantastic, Adam. Thank you so much for covering that. So again, yeah, I think I'm with Adam on that. I think that was a jaw-dropping announcement. Not only the promotion, which, you know, hey, someone's going to put an added $1,500, another person's going to put an added $1,000, you know, into their pocket for the self-pay groups that are being opened. But I think being able to open a self-pay group with two employees is huge. So I want to just take a quick step back and cover that because I know that we've got some new people on the call this morning. So, again, when you go into a group, you have really three different payment options. One is fringe, where the company just pays for the benefit all on their own, or sometimes they'll do a partial fringe where they'll pay for part of it. We don't do a ton of that business, and that's one thing I'll train on in my webinars is I tend to stay away from that fringe business just because the retention is so low. Historically, what happens is a company says, oh, that sounds great, I'll pay for it for our people, and then 6 months down the road, that things are not looking so hot financially for that company, and they're looking to cut costs, and unfortunately, LegalShield is one of those things that they cut. And so we've tended to stay away from fringe business in general. That doesn't mean that we haven't written some and that some hasn't stayed on the books, but that's not been our most popular option by any stretch. The two most common options are payroll deduction and self-pay, and that's what Alistair and Ted and Adam are talking about here, where either the company is going to hold it out of their check, and then LegalShield is going to bill the company for the amount that they've deducted from employees' checks. So it's not the company paying for it, but it's the company administering it with a payroll deduction, or self-pay, where employees are going to just pay directly. And we've had this discussion a lot because Adam Thompson, who we just heard from, does a ton of self-pay business and his retention is very high. Well, in some groups, payroll deduction is going to make a lot of sense, and especially in groups that are larger, you know, if you got 50, 75, 100 employees, if they're doing other benefits via payroll deduction, then payroll deduction might make a lot of sense for those groups. But as Alistair mentioned, if you've got a company that has 17 employees, they probably don't offer a lot of benefits. In fact, they may not offer any benefits. And so LegalShield has always been a great fit in that type of company. When you go in and you say, hey, look, I know right now you're not offering a huge benefits portfolio, and that's sometimes an understatement, but this is a great plan that you can offer to your employees. It doesn't cost you anything, and we can offer it, and participation is high. And so it's a great fit in those smaller groups. The problem is they're probably not payroll deducting anything. I say the problem. That's not necessarily a problem. But that's why payroll deduction doesn't make a lot of sense for those types of groups. It's a lot of administrative work they probably aren't payroll deducting much right now, so you're asking them to start something new, and it just doesn't make a lot of sense. Versus self-pay, we can go into those accounts. The employees can just pay for it directly. All of the advantages of opening up a payroll deduction group, the reduced rate, the amendment for the employer, all, the portability, all of that applies to a self-pay group just as it applies to a payroll deduction group. And so what we're saying is when we're going in, especially to these companies that are 25 and less, it makes a lot of sense just to offer that on self-pay. And you can open that group now with only 2 employees. Now, in order to count for those bonuses, you do have to have $100 in premium written. And that is an important caveat there, which if you only write 2 people, you might not have $100 in premium. But in order to count for the bonuses, you got to have $100 in premium. But you can open the group with only 2 employees enrolled for those self-pay groups. And then I mentioned portability. If I go into a company today and they do offer it the benefit on payroll deduction, if an employee chooses to leave that company, they can keep the benefit, and they can even keep it at the same rate. It's 100% portable. So if I've offered them that $38.90 rate, for example, if they leave that company, they don't have to go to $49.90. They can keep that $38.90 rate, but they have to change payment options. If they're on payroll deduction, then they're going to have to call in or submit a form with their credit card information or bank account information, and that doesn't always happen, especially if they've been terminated or if they've been laid off. You know, they don't have a new job and they're nervous about expenses. And the great thing about self-pay is they can keep the benefit, but they don't have to do anything. It's already coming out of their bank account. It's already coming out of their credit card. And I hope you heard what was said on, you know, if you're going to do a self-pay, it's always best to get their bank account versus a credit card, because credit cards change all the time, but it's very rare that a bank account changes. So I know that I just recapped a lot of what they shared, but I wanted to make sure that we're on the same page here, that there is a massive opportunity in those smaller groups, and especially with this new self-pay promotion. I would be disappointed if we don't, if our team doesn't at least get 2 of those top 3 prizes. I think that we're in position to be able to do that. I'm not trying to flex it at all this morning, but I want to challenge our team to get out there and grab that bonus money when it's on the table. Without further ado, I am so privileged and pleased this morning to be joined by Ms. Rebecca Baker. Rebecca, I know this has been a packed call already. We are so excited to hear from you. Rebecca, for those of you who have not met her, is just one of the best people that I know. I mean, she's just a great person, let alone an incredible top trainer in our organization, an incredible top producer in our organization. She has that it factor. And I don't know, it's hard to name it. It's hard to really be able to put it into words. But every once in a while, you find a leader who just has it, who's willing to go out and do whatever it takes to make a difference in their community, to make a difference in their own family, and certainly to make a difference in their business. And Rebecca is one of those individuals. She's just got it. She understands what she's doing in this business. She understands the lives that she's changing. And she's so genuinely open to sharing what she has done to become successful with others as well, which is what makes her one of my favorite trainers in our entire team, in our entire organization, and frankly, in the entire company. Rebecca, thank you so much for joining us here this morning. We really do appreciate you and your leadership, and I'll turn the call over to you. Oh, Rebecca, we may have you on mute. Hold on just one second. Do we have
good
you
morning,
live now?
Mike.
I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we got you loud and clear. Please, go ahead. Thank you again for joining us.
Awesome. Thank you, Mike. I so appreciate that introduction. And just the call today has been so full of fabulous information to grab, take a hold of, and move forward with. So happy Monday morning, my Success Team family. It's so good to be on the call a little bit early here in California, just after 7:30. And it's just, there's no better way to start the week than to be on this call and just get the week started out right. So I just wanted to express my gratitude for you, Mike, and also Mr. Mark Riches. I tell you, their dedication to us, you guys, is just, it's phenomenal. They're reaching out. They're getting huge leaders in Legal Shield to hop on these calls and keep us up to date with this ever-changing, beautiful business. So thank you so much. And their vision, I don't know if you heard that in Mike's voice, but he's talking about, he expects us to be at the top. He sees us at the top already. So trust him, listen to him, and move forward. So I'm just here to share today with you a few basics and some details, some principles that are working for me, working in group marketing. I've been in this arena for about 8 years. I've done some team building with insurance agents, with family members, but my cup of tea is group marketing, and I love it. So let me just give you a little bit of my background, and then I'm going to jump into some of the five skills that we need to develop to have a successful group marketing business. So my background as a kid, I mean, I threw papers when I was 13, when I was 14, I made pizzas, but my first real job was when I turned 16, I got to be a swim instructor, and I had to take a week and get certified and learn how to teach children, learn CPR and first aid and the Heimlich maneuver and two-man CPR and the defibrillator, and it took some training, and I did it because it was the highest paying hourly job for any 16-year-old. And not all my friends had the endurance to swim 500 yards in under 12 minutes or so, and only a few of my friends would give up their Easter break. In fact, I only had one best friend that I grew up with that joined me and took the classes and do the training that we needed to learn life-saving skills. And then we were put through a battery of tests to prove that we could work on the team and use things like the backboard and C-collar for spinal injuries. And we just had to have a diligent focus on the water and keeping people safe. And the few who could pass these courses and learn the skills and then use the skills in a team environment and work together, those are those of us who became lifeguards and swim instructors. So we trained together. We would have mock-up accidents. We didn't know when they were coming. The managers would, you know, throw what looks like a dead body in the pool, and we had to treat it like it was one of our victims. And so I just learned that at an early age that if you have a very specific skill set, you're going to be able to be paid above average. And that's a beautiful thing. Not that it's all about money, but who doesn't want an extra skill set to be able to better connect with people, and more than that, to improve people's lives around us, improve the community. And so that was my start, really, in the career world. And I did that through the 3 semesters of college that I had. And then I was not going to go into debt. My options were low after 3 semesters of college. My counselors were talking about going into debt to continue my schooling, to get my Bachelor of Science, and my heart just sunk. I'm like, this doesn't feel right. I don't feel good going into debt. So I said, no. And I was on the island of Oahu. I was in Hawaii. So, of course, the fun-loving me, I mean, I'm a big kid. I just work so that I can play. The fun-loving me wanted to be there, but there was no way that I wanted to be shackled to debt. And so I left the island. I said, Mom, Dad, can I move back home? Can I pay rent and, you know, share a room with my sister? And they said, sure. So I went back home, became a food server. That's great. But I was offered a job as a life and disability insurance salesperson. So I was young. I was maybe 21. And I learned a skill set there. I hope some of you work with insurance professionals. Maybe some of you are from that industry. But it's a pretty simple skill set that I learned there. It taught me how to be professional, how to dress properly, how to carry myself professionally. And part of that is proclaiming that I am a professional. Every lead that I went on, it was, we are a team of professionals. And so it taught me at 21 that, hey, if you're going to make a place in the world, you're going to need to be professional and declare that going into this new line of work. Also, I learned how to use my voice effectively over the phone. God has given each of us a voice, and I think one of the stewardships that we need to be over is commanding our voice and using it in a positive way. And so learned how to do that, learned how to smile and genuinely care about people. I mean, when you're in sales, your heart has to be tied to helping these people. and have that vision of them being helped with your assistance, and you need to keep that alive with faith and with hard work. Otherwise, you're not going to have a business. So genuinely connect with your clients. And then also, I was passionate about protecting families and life insurance. The leads were actually mortgage leads. So these were families that just purchased a home that did not have any life insurance. And so I was there to just say, hey, give them a peace of mind. If you were to pass and you know, your wife's an at-home mom, we need to be sure you at least cover the home for them so they have a home to live in. And, you know, maybe you want a little more insurance so that they have cash. And so it was just a... Even that, it was I was passionate about protecting families, giving them peace of mind, and I learned how to make an emotional sale. I mean, you really, in this business, it's all about tapping into what's important to them, protecting their families with the ID shield, protecting them, you know, bad things happen to good people, protecting them and giving them access to a legal system for less than a dollar a day. So those are just a few skill sets that I learned as a life and a disability insurance agent. And I'm just going to give you here the five skills that you need to know to be successful here with the success team. So number one is to know, use, and be passionate about your leadership. I tell you, one of the first things that happened to me, I was got into the business, and the next year I received this, what looked like a very scary bill from the IRS saying I owed them over $2,000. Scared me to death. It was 7 o'clock at night when I checked the mail. My CPA could not be reached, but I did reach Legal Shield. We have the after hours button, and the person I spoke to said, hey, Rebecca, you know what? You need to not worry about it. The IRS sends a lot of these letters out. Tomorrow, your attorney will call you, and you're going to forward that letter that looks like a bill along with your 2012 taxes, and he'll take it from there. And guess what? I slept like a baby that night. I was like, okay, cool, my attorneys have this. The next day, I uploaded everything to my attorney, forgot about it. 2 weeks later, I get a letter in the mail from the IRS. I'm thinking, okay, something to scan and forward to my attorney. No, it was the IRS saying, Rebecca, we're so sorry. You know, there was a mistake in how your taxes were filed, and you don't owe us over $2,000. We owe you $1,300. And guess what? That next Wednesday, $1,300 was wired into my account. So that's just a beautiful story. That has made me so much money. I end that story with I felt like the wealthy. I had attorneys to work for me. I didn't have to work with the scary IRS. And, you know, you are now like the wealthy. When you have attorneys, you're going to have a voice in whatever hard stuff you're going through in life, whether it's a cell phone bill, a mechanic who did you wrong, maybe grandfather passed and the will's not being executed properly. Whether it's something tiny or huge, you're covered with Legal Shield. And the other thing that I'm passionate about is the ID Shield. And again, I always use my own experiences because I have them. If you don't have your own, you can just say, hey, a client of ours, and use my story. It's 100% real, and it's super, super powerful. But let me tell you the story I used for the ID Shield. It was maybe a year or two into the business, and I get an alert that my 12-year-old son had his identity, you know, breached. And I just get the alert, and I'm like, okay, I better call on it. And I did. I called, and I said, hey, Rebecca, somebody in Mesa, Arizona applied for a job using your son's Social Security number. And I'm thinking, okay, I grab a pen. You know, who do I contact to shut this down? And the private investigator, the advisor said, Rebecca, you don't do any of it. We do the full cleanup. He said, I already contacted Arizona, that agency there in Arizona, and let them know that this is an invalid Social Security number. And he said, we're taking measures we're cleaning up his entire identity. You're good to move forward. I can't tell you the peace that brought me. Again, that was late at night. Well, to me, it's late, 7 or 8. It's been about 9. And I knew after speaking to my ID Shield advisor that I was going to be able to sleep that night, that they were taking care of this issue that my son was under. And how beautiful, how blessed was I to have the ID Shield. If I didn't have that coverage, I would have never known that my son had been hit. And criminals don't just use a Social Security once and throw it away if it worked. If it works, they're going to pass it around on the dark web, make money on it. So just, I can't tell you the peace of mind it brought me, safety, security for my family, that shield of protection. So that's the identity shield coverage story that I share, and that has made me, oh, thousands, tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars. Just a very simple story, but it's real, and it's my emotions, and I share those. The people that you're speaking to, they've all been hit by identity theft. There might be one or two that haven't, but they know somebody, or they have a loved one or a friend that's been hit. So be sure to really, you know, find a story that's simple, that evokes the emotion, you know, turbulence, and then a solution thanks to Legal Shield or ID Shield. So that's number one, know, use, and be passionate about your membership. Number two, listen to these trainings in the back office. I think you heard from Adam Thompson, one of our most amazing leaders. What did he do today? He put us on a call in the back office. Leaders, listen to those calls. Take notes. Listen to it again. Take more notes. Listen. Download those for the many hours that you spend in the car. We have a lot of alone time in the car as we drive to see clients. And you know what Mel Robbins just says? She says, if you're the smartest person in the room, you've got to change that room. Well, when I'm in the car, I'm the smartest person in the car. I don't want to just listen to the radio. I want to improve. So I'll plug in Mel Robbins, or I'll plug in Tony Robbins. Mel, what's her last name again? Anyways, and Tony Robbins. And they will educate me as I'm driving. So you want to grab their knowledge. You also want to hear from Mark and Mike Riches. And like I said, Adam Thompson, Scott Brooks. We have Chris Evans back there, Stephanie Panchishan, Kevin Moeller, Gail Ross, Renee McKnight. I mean, the list goes on and on. But listen to the language that they use. Things like it's a more robust coverage, right, where we have two different ID shields. Do you want the old plan or a more robust coverage? Or migrating to the cloud. You know, grab those phrases and use them. They're powerful. There's a reason why our leaders use them. And figure out the words that they emphasized and phrases that you can make unique to your own presentation. This is our live feed. We get this feed every week, and these leaders are out there. They're raking in the money. And they're training people, and they are educating Americans. So they know what we need to know. And I'm always looking for a new way to see my business or a way to simplify and bring more power into my presentation. We certainly don't want to just add to our presentation, because you can tell. When you're telling a story that's getting too long-winded, you see the eyes start to glaze over. And that's a key to me, to quickly get to the punchline, and then I make a mental note, hey, I better slim down my presentation. But you want it simple, you want it powerful. But for me, it's constant never-ending improvement. So it's an ongoing process. I'm on these calls. I listen to them when I'm driving. And when I say that I'm grateful for Mike and for Mark Riches and for each of you, my fellow success team agents, this is why. Because I grab a wealth of knowledge from what you're doing and what's working. So every speaker that speaks, they've influenced me, and they continue to influence me, even if they spoke a year ago. It's beautiful to be able to have that wisdom and tap into that every day. And so just one of the things I do, I listen to the trainings, I actively take notes, and then I'll listen passively in the car. And that way their verbiage and the thoughts and the avenues of success, they're absorbed by my subconscious mind. You know, Tony Robbins talks about this. We have 8% of our mind that we use actively, and, you know, some of us know different languages, and we train our minds, but that leaves 93% to just gray matter that's, you know, that's picking up on all the subconscious stuff. So be aware of that. Be aware that your mind is working subconsciously and passively, and pop stuff in that's positive and that's going to move you forward in your business. So that was number two, was to listen to the trainings in the back office. Number three is personal development. You're an influencer in this business. You've got to be a leader. You've got to be an influence. We bring value to each decision maker that we meet with, to their companies and to their employees. We bring benefits is quite frankly what we do, and we stand in front of these people to teach. So people need to relate to you, and they either want to be like you or want to be like you and really want to hang out with you. So you've got to be careful that you're the kind of person that people want to be with, right? And I think we all know that, you know, snarky attitudes or negative stuff is not what people want to be around. So be sure that you're positive. Be sure that you're dressed cleanly. Men, you probably don't want facial hair. That's something I learned when I was in my 20s, that your wife might think that it's absolutely beautiful and wonderful, but probably 90% of Americans are not digging it. You could take that risk, but I think that kind of lowers your success rate. If it's super well trimmed and clean, that's one thing. But just be careful. And I mean, the other thing with women, we got to be careful that our blouses are up high, right? In this business, we're bending down to our bags and we're doing stuff. We got to make sure that we stay modest. That can be a quick turnoff too. Just simple little things. In personal development, watch what you wear. Watch how you keep your hair, and be an influencer. We need to have rapport. And in person, there are many ways to build rapport. It's in the handshake, right? Nice, strong handshake and eye contact. It's mirroring their posture. It's slowing down and listening to them and even repeating what they said so they know that you understand. And I know if I'm in a decision-maker meeting and that decision-maker is finishing my sentences for me, I know I need to speed up my presentation. They're thinking quickly. They want me to move forward quickly. But if I'm speaking and they go, I never thought of that, then I slow it down and do just a little more emphasis on what I'm speaking about because it's new to them. And so that way I let them feel the impact of the value of what I'm bringing to them, to their business, and to their employees. I talked about Stephen Robbins. I plug into, Tony Robbins, Stephen R. Covey, Jim Rohn, Brian Tracy, Napoleon Hill. It is Mel Robbins. I just thought it was weird that she and Tony have the same last name. Anyways, Mel Robbins, she does so much for me. I hope you all get her Thursday email with links to her videos. Just go on YouTube. This is all free to us, you guys, on YouTube. So I have favorites that I consistently go back to. And it's interesting because I can go back and listen to something that I listened to just 2 months ago. But in that 2 months, I've changed, and I've had just different experiences under my belt. I'm in a different place in life, and it's like I'm learning it all over again. So it doesn't hurt to have favorites and go back to those. This is the only way that I know to master my attitudes and master my mind. And it's just like the recordings in the back office. I'll listen, and I'll actively take notes, and then I'll listen as I drive. So that powerful personal development and those concepts really absorb into my mind. I can't tell you how many times I'll be thinking negatively. I mean, it's normal, right? We get so many no's in this business. It's completely just human nature to get bogged down every once in a while. And then I'll hear Tony Robbins say, hey, nothing has any meaning except for the meaning you give it. And think about that. When someone says, no, take me off your list, it's total human nature to feel frustrated, to feel mad, maybe feel rejection, feel like it's a threat to your success, even a threat to our ego, right? But it's not. That is just the meaning that you're giving it. Okay, let that sink in. It's not rejection. It's not hurt. That's just the meaning that you're giving it as a mortal. Stop it. Okay, in reality, it was just somebody in a grumpy mood. Right? That's all. It was their issue, not yours. And all I do is just begin dialing the next prospect to find my next client. And by the way, I take impeccable notes when I do my cold calling. And Scott Brooks gave an amazing address to us last week on cold calling. Listen to that a bunch. He has it in a software system. Mine is on paper. But I take notes because people will say no, and I'll go back. I'll come across them in 6 months or 8 months or a year later. And when I call them, what was no, we're not interested, stop it. It's, oh, you know what? My son was just hit by identity theft. And they will say, when can we meet? So pretty beautiful. I have one account that's like that. And tell you what I thought was a no ends up being a yes. And to date, it's brought me about $6,000. So, jot down that they said no, but don't be afraid of it. Go over there, offer it again 6, 8 months, a year later. So if Tony Robbins can teach me how to move on from rejection, you bet I'll keep tapping into his wealth of knowledge. Okay, last week he influenced my mindset to understand that happiness doesn't come from money. Right? It comes from progress. So when we watch our numbers day to day and track our progress and see that we're making progress, that's what brings fulfillment and confidence and success. And those are all synonyms for happiness, right? So professional development is powerful. That was number three, professional development. Number four, know your group presentation inside and out. It's really easy to do. Download a presentation that you love in the back office and listen to it day and night. Get to know the words. I learned back 8 years ago, Mike Riches had a presentation back there. I learned it front and back. I would work out to it. And then pretty soon, I would start making engagements to share the identity theft workshop. And it was, I could just use my own language. It was just beautiful. I took his. I understood every concept. I knew what followed what. And I made it my own. And that's what you need to do. It's rob and duplicate. R&D in this business. So know your group presentation inside and out, forwards and backwards. And then number five is just huge, huge action, right? We're on a treasure hunt, dial for dollars. Cold calling sounds cold, but if you say, hey, I'm going on a treasure hunt, well, treasure hunt, you do a lot of digging, right? You get a lot of rocks that are nose and you throw them out of the way. So that's it. We're on a treasure hunt. And this is the perpetual ongoing part of group business. Referrals are great, and they can be very fruitful. I always ask for referrals. I get leads from speaking to professionals, like at Rotary Clubs, at Lions Clubs, just different places in the community that we can talk to, in networking communities. I don't join everyone because they cost around here upwards of $700 to get in and $300 a quarter. To me, it's just not worth it. But I will contact their presidents and say, hey, I have a value piece to share with you. And it's the identity theft presentation for HR groups. So it's beautiful. With dialing for dollars, well, I have thousands upon thousands of leads from Reference USA that I call on. And like I said, I take notes. I'm engaged 100% when I call. I carve out time each day to make phone calls, and it's tough. Sometimes I'm doing, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 decision-maker meetings, and I've got to figure out time to at least make 20 calls, right? I'll turn off my computer if I'm at the home office, and I just ignore any texts. And I give myself a solid 60 to 90 minutes, and I just focus on dialing for dollars. I'm on that treasure hunt. And it works. I mean, that's where group business is at. It's dialing for dollars. And my script, you're probably saying, what script do you use? Well, it's super simple. It's, hey, this is Rebecca Baker. I'm with the Legal Shield Business Solutions. We're the ones that offer the free lunch and learns on identity theft to protect your company as well as your employees. You know, I'd love to speak with you for 10 minutes, what works best for you. And so super simple. Sometimes we'll say, oh, we have identity theft. Okay, that's great. We also have legal benefits. You know, I'd love to show those to you and do a lunch and learn on those as well. But I always listen. I'll do my simple approach. I just shut my mouth and listen. You know, God gave us 2 ears and 1 mouth. We need to use them proportionately. And it's super, super important to listen. That's the only way that we're going to be able to build rapport. If I have a quick talker, that's I need to hone into that. If I have a slow talker or somebody speaking real loud or real soft, I tap into those, I listen to that, and then I mirror their speed. I mirror their volume. I mirror their tone because, you know, all the slow-talking people, what do they think if you're talking fast? They're thinking, this is a person here on the phone that's trying to pull something past me, right? Or if they're super fast talkers and then we're speaking all slow, like what we want to do here is, and they're thinking, hurry up already, get to your point. Okay, so it takes energy, it takes focus, it takes listening skills, it takes mirroring skills as well. So my job is to simply be a chameleon and to fit into whatever cues and environment that the decision maker needs. So if I get tired or I feel stressed, which we all do, I take a drink of water, I'll stand, I'll stretch, I'll regroup, and then I'll keep going. But find something that you can do to just change your state. Go out into the yard, you know, pet your dog, do something, but change your state and then refocus and get back on the phone. So that's beautiful, and that is number five. So let me just review here. The skills to successful group marketing. Number one, know, use, and be passionate about your membership. Two, listen to trainings in the back office. Three, work on personal development. Listen, plug in every day if you can. Know your group presentation inside and out. And number five, go on the treasure hunt. Dial for dollars. I'll tell you what, you guys work hard and miracles will come. I 8 years ago, I jumped into this business. It changed my life. And as I focus on the miracles, that have come from this business, I'm blown away with the change that Legal Shield has brought to my life and to my family. I was suddenly a single mom of two after a straight 10 years of being an at-home mom, right? 10 years out of having any profession. And then I was thrust back into the professional world. The beauty of it, here's a huge miracle. My first decision-maker meeting led to a presentation for 14 employees the following Tuesday. I met with this decision-maker on Thursday. Friday afternoon, I was on the beach with my kids. He called, said, hey, we want you here Tuesday morning. And I'm thinking, sure, I'll be there at 5 a.m. It was hot. It was summer. And all 14 of those employees signed up for the bundle plan. I walked out of there with $1,400. Complete miracle. What single mom can spend, say, 2 hours, an hour, you know, an hour with the DM and prepping for the enrollment and the enrollment itself? $1,400. So each of you listening to this, you know, after 8 years of focusing on being a top producer and qualifying for awesome trips that Legal Shield gives us, second to none. I mean, I was able to go to Jamaica twice. So far, we've been to the Bahamas, Dana Point, the five-star resort, Las Vegas, with world-renowned classy shows they treat us to, private receptions, food everywhere. Universal Studios we've been to in Florida, again, a private reception, and a run in the park only for top producers. They shut the park, and they just let us in. But here's what you need to know about this Legal Shield, the success team business. The lifestyle incentives are real. The commissions are awesome. And residuals are a real thing. I dreamed about residuals ever since I was in life insurance back when I was 21. And here's what's going to happen, you guys. You're going to pay off your commission advance balance, and then daily residuals are going to start dropping into your account. $80 some days, $150, $250, $1,500 some days. That's what's going to be dropping into your account. So here I am, a single mom, living in what the kids and I term is our castle, right? It's got 18-foot ceilings, our home does. It's huge open floor plan. It's beautiful. We've got modern furniture. We've got a bedroom for each child, a guest room for visitors. I have a gorgeous, gorgeous office with great views of our cul-de-sac that we live on, huge green lawns, you know, all of our neighbors. And here's the other thing. My children swim and play soccer. That costs money, right? $100 just for a competitive swimsuit for my daughter. No big deal. How about a surprise $100 swimsuit the day that she broke her personal record? That was no big deal. And it's so fun to be spontaneous with the abundance that this business provides. Or how about $350 for a lifeguarding and swim instructing class? Okay, I was moved to tears. I asked my daughter, you know, what about your good friends? You know, what about Pacey and Lisa? Like, they're stronger swimmers than you. They must be going into the lifeguarding class, right? And my daughter she turned to me and she says, it was really humble. She says, Mom, they would love to lifeguard, but both of their moms are single moms, and I don't think they can afford the $350 to take the class. So they're getting jobs. They'll work for $8 an hour. And I tell you, that just hit me, and it really touched my heart. I was like, wow. You know, it was a dose of reality that we just felt blessed beyond measure to have the option to give Kylie that education. And, you know, thanks to Legal Shield, she's making $15 an hour. She's working with a team. She's a leader. She feels empowered to be contributing to the good of our society, right? She's teaching children to swim and training as a first responder. And how about this? How about when my son, who plays soccer, he needs a soccer ball, he needs a uniform, he needs cleats, he needs travel money to the tune of $1,800. And that's no big deal. And it's an incredible miracle, right? It's a cute little cool Volkswagen Cabrio for my daughter when she turns 16. That's no big deal. Neither is her car insurance. You guys, the residuals are real. Okay, I've been driving a Lexus RX Hybrid for a few years. I paid cash for it. No big deal. Okay, but these are all miracles for the single mom. My son's 15 and a half, and I just found him a little Honda Civic. It just sits in our third car garage, and I take him driving on the weekends, but he was elated to have a car dedicated to him in his future before he even turned 15. Okay, another miracle for a single mom like me. And he's wanting to lift weights and ask, hey, Mom, can we go join a gym? I know you love to work out. And sure, no big deal. Where should we go? Okay, and he's learning. He wants to be an entrepreneur. He repairs smartphones here in town, and I'm helping him with the hustle. I'm taking, you know, I might take lunch at 11:30 and hustle him around until 1:30 just to show him how to run a business. And he's learning about investing and reinvesting and saving and tithing. And he, like I said, he is just so thrilled to be an entrepreneur. And, in fact, he asked me about how my business is going. He wants to learn. And I get to do all of this because of Legal Shield. And it's the small things, too. Like, my daughter was like, hey, Mom, can we get a Hydro Flask? They're buy one, get one free at the sporting goods store. I'm like, Hydro Flasks, those are like $63 for a 52-ounce size. But it was no big deal. I mean, she found them, buy one, get one free. We grabbed them. Hey, no big deal. And then how about when my mom comes to visit? She's getting up there in age. She just lives on a meager Social Security check. And she'll drive 400 miles to visit us. When she gets here, I get to treat her to all the nice dinners that she could dream of, movies, entertainment, live music. And when she leaves, you know what I do? I stuff an envelope full of cash into her suitcase so she can't give it back to me. And I'm sure to be sure that it covers all of her gas. Last thing I want to share with you, my son was able to travel to Uganda in northern Africa for 5 weeks this summer. He was building homes for young girls that were just 11 to 14 years old who have been sold into prostitution and each has a baby. And they have no means to support their babies. And that night, my son and I FaceTimed. He was visibly touched. And he said, hey, Mom, can we as a family, like, do something to support this community in Uganda and just provide, I want to help provide food and shelter for these girls. They make these necklaces, and I want to be able to buy necklaces to feed their babies. So we held a quick family meeting, and within an hour or so, the three of us talked and said, hey, let's go ahead and take $500 out of savings and help this community. No big deal. But it was a huge miracle for our little family and a miracle to the many girls and babies that my son was able to reach in that little town of Uganda. So it was a tear-jerking, pivotal experience for our family, for sure, and nothing short of a great miracle for our little family, all thanks to Legal Shield. So work hard. Turn your shoulds into musts. Okay, turn your shoulds into musts. That's how we raise our standards. And find your yeses and enjoy this beautiful, worry-free Legal Shield lifestyle with us. There's room for you at the top. Work hard, look for daily miracles, and you will find them. God bless you in your efforts. All the best is up ahead, and I will turn it over to you, Mike.
Wow. Rebecca, there are not words to express how grateful I am for your training here this morning. That is one of the best trainings I have ever heard on any call that we have ever done in my 17-plus years in this business. That was phenomenal. I can think of a lot of adjectives. None of them would do justice to how incredible that was. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for preparing and for sharing such incredible nuggets. And again, I used this word last week with Mr. Scott Brooks, but just practical information, mirroring someone's voice on the phone, matching someone's speed of speech in a decision-maker meeting. Yeah, just such practical stuff. But then also just sharing your heart and what this business has done for you and your beautiful family, it was just moving and touching. And again, gratitude is the first thing that comes to mind, how grateful I am and so many others are. I'm getting positive feedback on text already from your training here this morning. Thank you for sharing that. And thank you to all who have participated in the call this morning. This is one of those calls that as we get into it, I'm just grateful that they're recorded and archived in our back office because we've got a lot of folks on this morning, but I know that some probably had enrollments and other things that they couldn't make the call. I want to encourage all of you as you're talking to associates this week, make that one of your first questions. Hey, were you on the call Monday? And if for any reason they missed the call, let's get our associates listening to this on playback. What a phenomenal call this morning. Again, a big thank you to Mr. Ted Vitallo for joining us, to Mr. Adam Thompson for covering this very exciting announcement. I just wanted to confirm with that promotion that a bank draft, I keep saying bank draft, that's what we called it for years, self-pay is a more accurate term because it doesn't you know, the self-pay means that the employee is paying for it direct, but whether it's a credit card or a debit card or a bank draft, all of that it applies, and it's all part of those self-pay groups. So I'm trying to train my brain into to saying self-pay because that's more accurate. But self-pay groups can be opened with two employees, a minimum of two employees. But again, you've got to have $100 in premium for it to count for bonuses. And I confirmed that during the call. I just wanted to make sure that I was 100% correct in saying that. So if I opened a group, for example, today, a self-pay group, and two employees purchased, you know, one got a $38.90 plan and another got an $8.95 plan, then that's fine. To open the group, that's okay, but it wouldn't count towards a bonus because $38.90 plus $8.95 does not equal at least 100. If I were to open a group, though, and sign up three people at $38.90, a self-pay group, three times $38.90 would be over $100. So, A, I could open the group, but B, it would also count towards bonuses. So that's just the clarification. I just want to make sure that I'm clear on that. And again, a big thank you to Adam Thompson for covering that, and an enormous thank you to Ms. Rebecca Baker for sharing from her heart this morning. Such an exceptional training. Thank you to all of you for joining us. Let's make this a fantastic week. We've got a week and a half left here in the month of July. Let's make an impact on the markets that we are in. God bless every one of you, and we'll talk to you soon.